Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner Ministry. I am your host, Prophetess Martha Williams. Go ahead and text a neighbor, T-Boy, and tweet them. Hit them up on Facebook and let them know that it's going down on today. We come to give the devil a black eye, exactly what he needs. Hallelujah, glory to God, for he is good. Hallelujah. And I hope when you woke up this morning, hallelujah, and you gave him all the praise, all the glory, all the thanks for what he already has done, because you got up, because some people wasn't even able to get up by themselves, you know, but they still thank God anyway. Hallelujah. You know, he said, be thankful in all things. But, you know, sometimes you forget to be thankful in the small. But understand, if you can't be thankful in the little, then guess what? He know you ain't going to be thankful when he gives you much. So learn to be thankful for where you are. Hallelujah. And God will grow you and take you where he wants you to be. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's go ahead. I'm going to go ahead and give the announcement. I hope you understand that each and every announcement that I give you, I want you to keep it in mind, you know, because it's ministry with you in mind. Hallelujah. Because we're spreading the gospel to the nation. We want God's word to get out there so it can save people and bring people into an understanding of who he is and into a relationship with the Lord thy God. Hallelujah. Not just having a zeal, hallelujah, according to knowledge. People tell you about him. So you can get that relationship and you can go, hallelujah, and go to him for yourself and tell him exactly what's going on and what you want. He already knows it, but he still wants his children to come on and tell him anyway. So I encourage you on today, hallelujah, my God, to continue to come and listen to the show and keep these announcements in mind. Amen. Glory to God. First of all, we have none other than one word from the Lord on Tuesday, Apostle and Pastor Joseph Rouse. The show comes on at 6 Pacific, 8 Central, 9 Eastern Standard Time every Tuesday. So I want you to keep it locked. Hallelujah. If you don't have the numbers to these shows, amen, we're going to make sure that you get the numbers to these shows so you can hear what the Lord is saying and what he want to do in your life. Glory to God. And if you need a life coach, a mentor, a marriage counselor, spiritual leader, do not be afraid, hallelujah, to contact them. Hit them up on Facebook. You have Prophetess Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. Go ahead and inbox them. So then they will let you know, hallelujah, what to do, when to do. You know, so wisdom, hallelujah, is knowledge. You get knowledge from the ones that God have already prepared and put them in place. He said, all thy getting, get and understand them. He said, wisdom is the principle, but all thy getting, get an understanding. So I want you to get an understanding of this word of God. You can go on and inbox them. Glory to God. You can do it while you're talking to me. It don't matter. And guess what? They'll get back with you. Leave your name. Leave a number if you want them to call you back. And they can. Hallelujah. So I encourage you to go ahead and do that. And they will contact you. And they will pray with you. They will get you whatever it is that you need. Hallelujah. Glory to God. They will help feed your spiritual man. So I encourage you to go ahead and do that now. And if you can't, amen, glory to God, just text me, amen, and I will help you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we move on down just a little further. We have faith come by hearing, none other than Elder Evangelist Bertha Askew. Her show comes on every Wednesday at 6 o'clock Central Standard Time. So make sure you listen in and hear what the Lord is saying. Elder sings. She prays. Amen. Just awesome, awesome. She beats the devil over the head every time with those songs that the Lord give her. And it's just an awesome, awesome, awesome show. So you want to make sure that you tune in every Wednesday at 6 o'clock Central Standard Time. None other than Elder Evangelist Bertha Askew. Glory to God. And if you move on down, we are called the Hour of Power. I am the first Hour of Power, Prophetess Martha Williams. My show comes on at 3 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. I encourage you. I know that these ministries have blessed your very soul. So I'm encouraging you to give. Hallelujah. Give to either of them, either of the ministries. They're all under the same umbrella. So come on and join and see what God wants to do in your life. Because we keep it real over here, as real as it can get. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because God is real. Jesus is real. So we want you to come on and get the real deal. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Every Sunday. My God, my God. So if you move on down, the next we have the Voice of Truth. I'm going to give you a break there between my show and Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries. Minister Elaine Jackson, her show comes on at 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. You get a 30-minute break, then Minister Elaine's show comes on. We're going to back it up just a little bit. We're a little bit more excited on today. We want God to do some great and mighty things. Hallelujah. Glory to God. When you go before the Lord, sometimes you get more excited. You get overzealous a little time. Hallelujah. So I want to encourage you to come on and listen to Minister Elaine. Her show comes on at 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. So don't miss it, don't miss it, and don't miss it. And I encourage you to come on and partner. In partnering, you will receive many things. You will receive many, many things. We're only asking for $25 or more to come on and partner and join us. Yes, I hear you. I hear you loud and clear in the atmosphere. Yes, gas prices are soaring. But guess what? You know, God knew all this was going to happen. Glory to God. It ain't nothing that's going to get by him. You know, he knows all things. He's everywhere. He said he's omnipotent. That means he's everywhere, in everything. Hallelujah. So if you're sowing $25 in the ministry, understand, you know, God will always make a way. Huh? That song say, he will make a way. I know that he will. If you don't know it, then I want you to come on and listen. You'll know that God will make a way. So, you know, you ain't going to lose nothing. You will gain. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I know so many times now people are clenching. They're clenching to their very dollars. They're clenching to their very senses. But you got to let something out in order for something to come in. Because your $25, that ain't going to do it. Hallelujah. I know, you know, I pulled up to the gas station, and I started to pump the gas, and, you know, and it kept on going and kept on going. And one of my siblings said, how much did it take? I said, I don't know how much it take, but I know how much I took to put in there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. When it first went up, glory to God. Hallelujah. Because I didn't know it had jumped up that much because I was in another town. And when I got back here, it had really soared. Glory to God. But guess what? God ain't going to let you go lack. You ain't going to even have to worry about it. You know, you have to be wise in what you do and how you do things, yes. But he's not going to let you go lack. Oh, my God. My God, my God. You know, he's in all things and in everything. And he said, I've never seen no righteous forsaken, nor his seed beg bread. So understand, you ain't going to have to beg. I don't care. You're not going to have to beg. Everything going to fall in place just like you need it to. Hallelujah. He'll give you double for your trouble. Hallelujah. You'll have more gas than you know what to do with. Glory to God, my God. That's the type of God we serve. And if you don't believe that, then, hey, ain't nothing I can do. Ask God to help you with your unbelief. Lord, help me. I believe, but help me with my unbelief. Glory to God. Let's move on. Hallelujah. And I encourage you to make sure that you give. I just keep saying give, give, give to the ministry. Don't be afraid to give just because, like I said, gas is superseded, food is superseded. But he's not going to let you go hungry. Glory to God. You may not have all the steak you want, but guess what? Hallelujah. You may have some ramen noodles, but guess what? Eat them with pride and don't worry about it because you is not going hungry. You're eating. That's the thing about it. You know, hallelujah. And I've seen things happen where people do just what they want to do. They'll eat what they want to eat. They'll holler, oh, that's too high. That's too high. Or that's too high. You know, oh, this is too high. Well, if it's too high, just leave it in the store. Just get you something else. I'm sure they have other things in the store for you to eat. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But you can't beat God's giving. I don't care. Up, down, all around the world, you cannot beat God-given. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to open up my line for prayer, for he is good and he is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. You got to love Jesus with everything on the inside. My God, my God. And I'm hearing, you know, hallelujah. Sometimes you just, they think it's all good, but sometimes there are things that God tells a prophet, it ain't all good, you know what I'm saying? But you got to release the word of God, you know, hallelujah. That's just the way it is. And you don't expect everyone to like you. You don't expect everyone to receive the word, hallelujah. Glory to God. But guess what? You better put it on the shelf because sooner or later you're going to need it. You can go back and reach back and get it. You can say, well, you know what? Someone told me that. They said that on the radio program, or I heard someone else just tell me that. You know, so you'll have to reach back and get it, because if he releases it from the mouth of the prophet, then guess what? It's going to come to pass. Hallelujah, glory to God, because you can hear him in the spirit. So she's always talking about giving and money and doing this and that. And yes, I'm going to keep on until he tells me to stop. If he says stop, then it's a done deal. Glory to God, hallelujah, my God. But you love God's people, and you want to see them blessed. You want to see them supersede, hallelujah. What man said no, he will say yes, because he said every word is yes and amen. If he said it, then you can have it. If he said it, you got to believe it to get it. So many times you think about everything else and all the things, and hallelujah, glory to God. And you know, just go back to the word and say, Lord, did you say I can have this? He said, above all, I wish that you prosper and be in good health, that thy soul prosper. So he wants you to prosper in the natural. Not, hallelujah, glory to God. He wants you to prosper in the spirit realm first, then the natural. I remember mentioning that on last week. Hallelujah. You know, he wants you to prosper in every area of your life. Hallelujah, glory to God. He don't want you struggling. He don't want you struggling, glory to God. Hallelujah. He's not a God that wants to see you struggle in this time. He's not. Hallelujah. You don't think he gets pleasure. You think some people think that God gets pleasure out of watching you struggle. No, he don't. He wants you to prosper. But whenever you prosper, don't forget to give back to the prosperer. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. I know I said a mouthful there, didn't I? My God, my God. But that's all right. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Don't forget to give back. Hallelujah. You're saying, well, I'm not giving it to God. Yes, you are. You really are. Hallelujah. When you give to the ministry and the ministries that have, you know, spoke the word and gave you the word, yes, you are. Because you're helping, hallelujah, with the internet, the cell phones, and all that stuff to reach back. But just think, if they didn't have none of that technology, they wouldn't be able to reach back. Do you think people just going to let them walk in their radio station and, okay, here, you can just go ahead. You ain't got to pay me nothing. Yes, God can bless some to do that. But you also want to make sure you give an offering to them also. Hallelujah. My God. And that's the way it works. So I encourage you to give. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. No one has pressed the one, so we're going to go ahead on with Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for this day, Lord. Thank you for sparing our lives, oh God, and giving us, Lord God, oh my God, the strength to get up on this morning, Lord, to come before you, Lord God, with thanksgiving and praises in our heart, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we pray for all the people across the nation, Lord God, all the wars and the rumors of wars that are starting, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh God, because you said in your word that you'll take care of your people, oh God, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, you told us when you see these things coming, know that the end is near. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God, Lord, I said, Lord, get every soul saved in all the cities across the nation. Let them hear the word of God on today and want to walk right and want to talk right, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and not let them sit up and contemplate, Lord God, evil things to do and say to other people in the mighty name of Jesus, but let them contemplate on how they can get their souls right, they can get their minds minds right and begin to save, be saved, Lord God, and begin, Lord God, to go out and tell others how they became saved in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, oh God, right now, Lord. We know that you are a forgiving God, Lord, in the name of Jesus. For everyone that has forgiveness, unforgiveness in their heart, we ask you right now, oh God, to let them know that they need to forgive, Lord God, in order to receive in the name of Jesus, oh God. We ask you, God, to raise them up in such a time as this in the name of Jesus. To want to see the family saved, to forgive them, Lord God, for whatever wrong they had done to them. Right now, in the name of Jesus, Father God, we ask you right now to go in the homes, Lord, and save the parents, Lord God, so that can teach the children the right thing to do. In the name of Jesus, everyone under the sound of my voice, don't let them leave here the same on today, Lord God. I ask you to touch them in a mighty way, Lord God, whatever touch they need. Because you said one touch from you, Lord God, it'll make everything all right, Lord, right now in the name of Jesus. I decree and I declare, Lord God, the devil will not steal this word. This word will go with them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Whether they're going to the workplace, Lord God, or wherever they're going in the streets, Lord, in the name of Jesus, let them take this word. Let it abide in their heart, Lord, so they sin not against thee right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, oh God, for those that's listening on today, Lord God, that you gave them a heart to listen to the word of God in the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord, I pray whatever they may need, if it's healing, God, I decree and I declare from the top of their head to the sole of their feet, right now in the name of Jesus, oh God, wherever they tread their feet, Lord God, let it bring a healing, Lord God, to someone else, oh God. Maybe it's just one word that they need, Lord God, but let them give it to them, Lord, so it can heal them from the top of their head to the sole of their feet, Lord God. If it's only that God loves you, and I do too. Let that word, Lord God, abide in them, Lord God, to go out in the hedges and the highways, Lord, and compel those that don't know you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you, God, for the word on today, Lord. Let it come alive like never before, oh God. Let there be no hindrances to the word of God as they speak it. Oh, my God, an honest word. Oh, my God. Let it take root, oh, my God, as they go in stores, Lord, as they go in the restaurants, as they go to the games, Lord, whatever games they have in baseball, Lord God, oh, my God, basketball, wherever they may go, Lord God, let them take your love with them in the name of Jesus, oh, God. Oh, my God, let them know we're to live Jesus all the time, not just some of the times. You can't live Jesus behind the scenes and then act, oh, my God, hallelujah, like you don't even know him when you get around other people. I don't know who this is, hallelujah, but I'm telling you, you've got to have the love of God wherever you go. You can't act like you, the hallelujah, love, hallelujah, Jesus, when they ain't looking. You got to know that you love him when they are looking, glory to God, hallelujah. My God, there's someone, I'm going to tell it like I say it, hallelujah, my God, when you're around the saints, hallelujah, you act sanctified. And then when you get around other people, hallelujah, oh, my God, those that are not saved, those that are a saint, hallelujah, they're living like an ain't, hallelujah, then you want to act like they act. You ain't got no fence to straddle. This ain't no time to straddle no fence, glory to God, hallelujah, because you know what you do when you straddle a fence. You're going to get burned at some point. It's a hot wire, hallelujah, glory to God. You either going to love God, or you going to love the devil. You cannot straddle the fence. And that's what you have been doing. You've been straddling the fence. You got to make up your mind. If God is God in your life, then let him be God. But if God ain't God in your life, then you go over there and play with the devil. Hallelujah. And you will get burned. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And when things start happening wrong, hallelujah, not happening right, but when things start going wrong, then you want to say, Lord Jesus, I need your help, man. Oh, my word, what? Hallelujah. You got to understand. You got to live like you live, hallelujah. Either you're going to live for him or you're going to live for the devil. It's your choice. It's your choice. But you know, there's a time when God has a cutoff time, hallelujah, when you have been warned, hallelujah, and you have been warned on this day to make sure if you're going to live for Jesus, live for Jesus. If you're going to live for the devil, hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Because there is a cutoff time. Yes, he's a forgiving God. Yes, he is. Hallelujah. Yes, yes, and yes. All that. But there is still a cutoff time. Hallelujah. Because when you know better, you do better. That's what everybody always say. Yeah, you know better, you do better. That's with everything. When you know you need to serve the Lord. When you know you need to continue to walk right. Even though these people I hang around are not saved, hallelujah, then I got to live that right lifestyle. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He said, this is a warning, and this is your last warning. Hallelujah. Oh, good God Almighty. This is your last warning. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, Lord, we thank you for the word of God, Lord. Oh, I pray that you heard on today what he was saying, hallelujah. My God. Oh, glory to God, for God is good and he is worthy. I want you to go ahead, amen, with me and turn to 1 Kings chapter 18, 1 Kings 18, hallelujah. Praying in earnest prayer. You know, sometimes we can pray prayers, but they really aren't earnest. If somebody say, you know, hallelujah, I need you to pray for me. Here are how some people, you know, Father bless them. Lord, keep them. Lord, they need healing in the name of Jesus. So you ain't putting nothing in it. Glory to God. You got to come with all you got. Hallelujah. Pray in an earnest prayer. You want God to see those people blessed. Then you're going to come down with it. You're going to go down and get down with the get down. You're not going to let it go down like that. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know what happens? So many times you get distracted. You get distracted by other things, and then someone will call you, hallelujah, and you get distracted, hallelujah. You think you just got to answer. You just got to, hallelujah. But you can call them back. You know, there's call ID. There's voicemail. You can hit them back. Glory to God. I'm sure you can hit them back. Because if I'm in prayer and I'm praying for somebody, hallelujah, even if I done went down the road and they said, well, you know, I want you to pray for me, you know, I'll holler back at that person. They all right. They living. Glory to God. Because they can call you. You know, pray some earnest prayers. And when you pray earnest prayers, expect God to move. You ain't going to, don't just pray a prayer and say, okay, I did pray for him. Uh-uh. You pray an earnest prayer and you expect God to move. That's with no doubt, no unbelief in your heart. That means with none of that, you won't have to worry. Lord, I know you're going to move. I know you're going to do this for him, Lord, because I know you're an on-time God. And I know you'll do it if I pray it. Lord, I believe, but help me with my doubt and unbelief. That's what you need to say. Make sure you got all that doubt and unbelief out of there. So when you pray for that person, God will deliver. He will set them up just like you prayed it. Glory to God. Amen. Let's go ahead and get started. Hallelujah. Praying in earnest prayer. We all know this is the story of Elijah. Glory to God. And Ahab. You can go back and read. Amen. Go back a couple of chapters. Chapter 17. You're going to go back just a couple of steps. Hallelujah, because it's not 2-hour program, so we try to get through. I know sometimes, you know, you have to let the spirit flow and then talk, you know, that's what you do, glory to God. But I'm going to go ahead and get into the message, hallelujah, praying in earnest prayer, hallelujah. And you see what it gets you really good results. Let's go on in the word. And it came to pass after many days that the word of Elijah came to Elijah, I'm sorry, and it came to pass after many days that the word of the Lord came to Elijah in the third year, saying, go show thyself unto Ahab, and I will send rain upon the earth. Well, let's just track just a little bit back, see what happened here. He told Ahab that he wasn't going to get no rain for 3.5 years because he prayed an earnest prayer. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And guess what? It did not. He did. He prayed an earnest prayer. So that prayer really means something when you're praying for people. So understand, you got to do what you got to do. So many times people don't want to pray because it takes time. Prayer takes time. Hallelujah. It don't take no time to eat Jell-O. Hallelujah. It take no time, hallelujah, to eat, you know, Olive Garden, McDonald's. It don't take no time. But when you're in prayer, prayer takes time. Meditation takes time. To see what the Lord is saying, it takes time. Hallelujah. Let's move on. And Elijah went to show himself unto Ahab, and there was a sore famine in Samaria. In other words, he didn't get no rain in 3.5 years because he told him he wasn't. And what he mean by sore famine, they didn't have no reserves. They didn't have nothing. Nothing else. They didn't have nothing. They didn't have no food stores. Hallelujah. They didn't have nothing for the animals to eat because they weren't getting no rain, no water. There was no food, no vegetables, no none of that. That's what it meant by a sore famine. There was poverty in that land because it didn't get no rain. When Elijah got through praying and telling him, you know, it's going to be 3.5 years. You ain't going to get no rain. Let's move on. And Ahab called Obadiah, which was the governor of his house. Now, Obadiah feared the Lord greatly. You know, Obadiah, he worked in the house of Ahab, but guess what? Ahab, you know how Ahab and Jezebel, they were terrible. They were just off the chain. But anyway, guess what? Obadiah feared the Lord still, but he worked in that hostile environment still. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes, he did. He stayed and he worked in that hostile environment. You know, you can fear the Lord and sometimes your environment is still hostile. You're working in. I understand that. Glory to God. But you can do good in a working good in a hostile environment. And that's what he had to do. He had to stay there and he worked. But guess what? He did some good. Hallelujah for the Lord. Let's see what happens here. Well, it was so when Jezebel cut off the prophets of the Lord that Obadiah took 100 prophets and hid them by 50 in a cave and fed them with bread and water. See, she killed all the prophets that were God's prophets, the true prophets. Hallelujah. She killed all of them. But see what Obadiah did? If he hadn't have been there, he couldn't have done that. So he stayed there and he hid those, even though knowing what Ahab would do to him if he found out, because he would have took him out. Oh, my God, my God. But working in a hostile environment. But he did. He stayed there and did what he should have done. And Ahab said unto Obadiah, go into the land unto all fountains of water and unto all brooks. Preadventure, we may find grass to save the horses and mules alive that we lose not all the beasts. He was saying, go in all the land and see if you can find something to feed them. We don't want to lose them all. You go one way, I'm going to go the other to see what we can find. That was a sore famine because they didn't even have nothing to feed the livestock and nothing. Don't you know them animals? They were looking pretty tough. They were looking pretty poor. You couldn't have got a big old ham steak, you know, and all that good thing and just thank you. You couldn't have got them, you know, what say, the beef from the cow. You couldn't have got that either. But them were some poor, poor animals. Hallelujah. Some of them was dying and he didn't want to lose them all. So he said, go in all the land and let's see if we can find something to feed them. So they divided the land between them to pass throughout it. Ahab went one way by himself, and Obadiah went another way by himself. And as Obadiah was in the way, behold, Elijah met him. And he knew him, and he fell on his face and said, aren't thou that my Lord Elijah? And he answered him, I am. Go tell thy Lord, behold, Elijah's here. But you see, he had went away after he told him that. He left and went somewhere else. Hallelujah. He didn't stay there. He left. He left. It wasn't time for him. If he had stayed there, he might not have made it. So sometimes God tell you, it's time to go. You didn't release the word. Now go. Hallelujah. Go, go. Just go. And that's what he did. He left. When he released the word saying that there was going to be a sore famine in the land, you ain't going to get no rain for 3.5 years, I'm telling you. So he left. And now he came back when it was time for God to send him back. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And he said, what have I sinned that thou would have delivered thy servant unto the Lord of Ahab to slay me? You know, Ahab didn't care because he would kill him just as sure. He said, what have I done? Have I did anything, you know, to you? You want me to go back and tell Ahab that you back? He said, are you serious? Because he knew how his Lord was. He would kill him and didn't care. He would cut the head off, whatever. He didn't care. Him and Jezebel didn't care because he killed all of God's prophets, all except the ones that Obadiah hid. So just think about it. It didn't matter. He didn't care. As the Lord thou God liveth, there is no nation or kingdom whether my Lord hath not sent to seek thee. And when they said, he is not there, he took an oath of the kingdom and nation that they found thee not. And he went in everywhere. He was looking for Elijah, but God hid him. He couldn't find him. Just think about it. Now, glory to God. No, he said, here, I'll hide you from your enemy. And he hid him from Ahab. Hallelujah. All them years. My God. Just think about it. And he was telling him, he looked everywhere and he couldn't find him. It wasn't time for him to find him. Don't you know God will hide you from your enemies? Although they be doing you wrong, treating you wrong, you'll be right there in the midst of them. And he will hide you from them. It's just like you're walking in a place where there's nobody but you and the Lord. Glory to God. We serve an awesome God. You know what we have to do? Believe this word. Take this word as what it is. Glory to God. It's the word of God. It's meat. Hallelujah. To feed you. Hallelujah. When you're hungry. It's water. When you need a drink from Jesus. Glory to God. And now thou sayest, go tell thou Lord, behold, Elijah's here, and it shall come to pass as soon as I'm gone from thee, that the Spirit of the Lord shall carry thee, whether I know not. And so when I come and tell Ahab, and he cannot find thee, he shall slay me, but I, thou servant, fear the Lord from my youth. He was saying, you think I'm going to go tell him, and then when I come back and he don't see you, then he's going to get me. That's what he was saying. Glory to God. You can tell he feared. Yes, he feared God. He said, I fear God as my youth. So in other words, he starts serving the Lord and loved the Lord in his youth. Hallelujah. So many times people I'm going to start serving the Lord when I get older. Some 60, some 70, all up. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now you can serve the Lord in your youth so you can move up, so you can bring your youth up with you. Hallelujah. So many times I think the youth get left behind. Glory to God. And right now, hallelujah, they need your prayers. I petition everybody on this line to make sure that you find someone that you can pray for. Pray for the parents first. That's what you got to do. So what happens to the parents, hallelujah, they can help the youth to come on up and be men and women of God like they should be. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And was it not told, my Lord, that I did what I did when Jezebel slew the prophets of the Lord, how I did 100 men of the Lord's prophets by 50 in a cave and fed them with bread and water? He said, hold on, when Jezebel was out killing all of them, didn't I hide them in the cave? And now you want to send me in the den over here so Ahab can slay me? He said, come on, this is what I done for the Lord. I did this. Because if he hadn't have done that, they would have killed them all. That's what he was saying. He said, I did this. He gave bread and water. And now thou sayest, go tell thou Lord, behold, Elijah's here, and he shall slay me? He said, you got to be kidding. And Elijah said, as the Lord of hosts liveth, before whom I stand, I will surely show myself unto him today. He said, you just go tell him. Go tell him I ain't scared and I'm back. And I'm not going to run from him anymore. I'm going to be right here when you go get him. He said, go get him. I ain't scared. You know, sometimes people say, well, you know what? I'm not scared. I ain't scared. You know what? Hallelujah. Think about that thing before you say it. Because when you release a word like that, hallelujah, the enemy is coming. And when I ain't scared, you think I'm scared? I'm not scared. So, Lord, help me. You said I don't have to fear not. For you are with me. So, Lord, help me not to get gripped down, Lord God, not to get bound down with the spirit of fear. Because I know, Lord, if I'm doing the right thing, then I know you got my back. But then times something happened. Here you go. You say, I ain't scared. Okay, let me hold up. Let me call the apostle. Let me call the pastor. Let me call the evangelist. Let me call the members. Let me call everybody. I need y'all to pray. I know some things you say, God, can you, one can chase 1,000, two can chase 10,000. There are some things, yes, that you have to get others to touch and agree with you to pray. But not everything. You ought to be able to chase one demon off. Glory to God, hallelujah. You ought to have at least something that you can pray, you know, that will chase one demon off that you've learned over the years if you've been under those that have taught you. You ought to have something, hallelujah, down in your spirit, hallelujah, that can take care of something. Glory to God. That's the God that we serve. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He wants you to be that strong person, to be able to stand up against the wiles of the enemy. Don't always bow down to them and get scared. You know, and my pastor said he's raising up saints and not ain't. You can't be scared. You know what strengthens your prayer? I found out that prayer really strengthens you. Hallelujah, glory to God. When you're reading the word and prayer strengthens you, it helps you get a closer relationship to the Lord so you can stand against the wiles of the devil. Glory to God. So Obadiah went to meet Ahab and told him, and Ahab went to meet Elijah. Verse 17, and it came to pass when Ahab saw Elijah that Ahab said unto him, art thou he that troubles Israel? And he answered, I have not troubled Israel, but thou and thy father's house, in that ye have forsaken the commandments of the Lord, and thou hast followed Baal. He was saying, you have forsaken the true and the living God, and you have made graven images, and you are the one, hallelujah, glory to God, that's forsaken the commandments of the Lord. He was saying, I'm not a troublemaker, because I serve the true and the living God, glory to God. You know, sometimes people are trying to label you and call you certain stuff. You don't have the answer to it. You don't have the answer to it. Just keep moving. And if other folks answer to it, hallelujah, just you know what I found out, hallelujah. I know I give testimony sometimes, but it's just stuff that I'm hearing, you know, and things that are going on that, you know, it's got to stop, hallelujah. You know, some people will go back if they call your name, then guess what they'll do? They'll repeat that name. Oh, that's what they call you. That's what they said. That don't mean you got to say what they say. I'm learning this, hallelujah. Glory to God. We live in this world, but we're not a part of this world. So you got to remember that person, whoever it was, hallelujah, that I prayed for is happy to come out of that world, hallelujah, and come off that fence. You're straddling, hallelujah, before you get burnt with that hot wire. Glory to God. Let's move on. Verse 19. Now, therefore, send and gather to me all Israel unto Mount Carmel and the prophets of Baal, 450. And the prophets of the groves, 400, which eat at Jezebel's table. Because you know, if they're eating at Jezebel's table, what they doing? Now, look, they ain't true prophets. Glory to God. Because Jezebel was a bad sister. Glory to God. Ahab was a bad, you know what? Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God. Yes, they were. Hallelujah. So you know, if they eating at their table, hallelujah, my God, they wasn't going to come against her because they were scared of her. Glory to God. You got to be who God wants you to be in this season. Don't be something that other people want you to be. Hallelujah. You're going to have to make your mind up. If you're going to serve God, you serve God. Look right here. Hallelujah. They were serving Jezebel, thinking she was a god. They supposed to have been prophets, but they were false prophets. And people are always talking about false prophets. Yes, they're false teachers, false pastors, false all that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It ain't just no one thing. Hallelujah. Over here, let me help you out. If God don't say it, then it don't get said. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes people just want to say stuff just to make them look good. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We in the real deal now. We in the real deal. So we need you to come on and come up and come up higher. Be who he called you to be. Spread the joy around. Spread the gospel of Jesus Christ around so you can get people healed, delivered, and set free. Let's finish up right here. Glory to God. So Ahab sent unto him all the children of Israel, and gather the prophets together unto Mount Carmel. Oh, they finna go up and they finna see a man, hallelujah, that truly walks in the way of God. I'm trying to get to it. If I don't get to it today, hallelujah, then we will pick it up on next time. Amen. And I approve this message. But I'm trying to get to it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So he's sent and got them all. He went and got them all. He said, go get them. Go get all of them. Hallelujah. And Elijah came unto all the people and said, how long have ye between two opinions? Check this out. If the Lord be God, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him. If God be God in your life, follow God. But if Baal be Baal, follow God. Follow Baal. Glory to God. So you got to follow God and not Baal. Hallelujah. How many times are you going to hear this message? You know, people come to the sermons and they hear messages and over again, but it don't do nothing for some. I understand that, but that's because you ain't allowed God to open your heart and put his engrafted word on your heart so you see it not against him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God. Hallelujah. So you got to be careful who you serve. We serve an on-time God. We serve the living God. Hallelujah. We serve a God that's right on time. We will serve him. Hallelujah. And not Baal. No graven images. Don't serve your car. Don't serve your money. Hallelujah. Don't be a servant unto your man. Glory to God. I'm talking where you love him more than you love God. No, there's priority that takes place. Hallelujah. It's the first, hallelujah, you serve your home. Yes. You be careful. Then you serve the church. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And you got to walk in the way that he wants you to walk. Hallelujah. We shifted a little bit, but that's okay. Glory to God. I want to see you with everything that he desires for you to have, but you got to put everything into perspective. You're in a season. Hallelujah. Don't let these things overtake you that you want to serve these things to the fullest. Hallelujah. You wake up in the morning, you say, I hear you saying, well, Lord, I thank you, Lord. But then your mind starts to rush and roam, and you start saying, well, Lord, I ain't God. But think about what he did give you. He gave you life. He gave you breath. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It may not be the job that you want, but he gave you a job. Some people can't even get a job. They want one and can't get it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You just got to be careful who you're serving. Oh, my God, my God. You want to serve the marriage. Hallelujah. My God, my God. But serve God and put him in the marriage. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because you're sinning, hallelujah, if you don't serve him. Glory to God. Oh, my God. You think it's all together, but God wants to pull you closer to him in this season. It's time out for playing. It's time to be the Christians that stand up for the right and not the wrong. I know you are fearful whenever they come to you and say certain things, and you don't want to say nothing, but you know what? Sometimes you just say, you know what? Let God be God. Let God be God. God is God in my life. And let it go. Hallelujah. My God, we shift just a little bit here. Glory to God. Because I want to see you saved and brought out of that dark place and into the marvelous light. Glory to God. He wants you to come on in and be, hallelujah, who he called you to be. Be your best and all you can be. Hallelujah. For him. Because he want to raise you up in a place. Hallelujah. Where you won't be scared. Oh, my God. And you won't run every time something happens. Sometimes you can get so bound down with the way the world system, they operate in, hallelujah, and what people saying, hallelujah, all the gospel and all the itching ears, and it sucks all the ministry out of you. It sucks the life out of you. Everything the pastor and apostle and the teachers and all the Bible studies and everything that they put in you, it sucks the life out of you because you got itching ears to hear it. To hear stories on other people and what they doing over there and what they ain't doing over there and how they doing over there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's why you can't stand. Hallelujah. All that stuff that doesn't matter. Glory to God. Tell them to stop coming and putting stuff in your garbage can. Hallelujah. Tell them your lid is shut. If it ain't Jesus, don't you open it up. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. Because they can come and contaminate everything that you're trying to do and everything that he's trying to do in your life. Glory to God, my God. Hallelujah. Don't you know God can't operate, hallelujah, in that life right there, hallelujah, with all that stuff you got going on, hallelujah. This one been over here with this one man and this one over here, hallelujah, with this one man and this one over here with this one woman and hallelujah, glory to God. And this man got a girlfriend and he married, hallelujah. Oh, my God. Get off of that stuff. It's time to be the real deal, church. It's time, hallelujah, to stand up and take your place in the kingdom of God and let God be God, hallelujah. Stop going across the fence. Don't care what they say. If they see you living for Jesus, then you live for him, hallelujah. For God you live and for him you'll die, hallelujah. Glory to God. Don't let them keep sucking the life out of you, hallelujah, just because you want them to be your best friend. That's not how it works. You may lose some people in order to get where you want to go, hallelujah, glory to God. And if you do, don't look back because they wasn't your friends in the beginning, glory to God. But you don't even read your Bible no more. Oh, my God, glory to God. But when you get around other people that are saints, then you pretend, hallelujah, but you try to take them back to where you are, but that don't work because they're steadfast and they're rooted and they're planted, hallelujah, glory to God. So don't do that because their blood will be on your hand. Oh, my God, my God. He shifted over to the other side, but that's all right, hallelujah. If we don't get through with this, we'll get through with it the next time. Oh, my God, my God. He wants to see you, hallelujah. Oh, my God. God is key. You got to be kingdom-minded, hallelujah. You got to want everything he wants, not just what you want. Glory to God. Want everything that he wants for you. Oh, my God. Because everything that he gives, every good gift, every perfect gift, it is from above. It's got nothing to do with the world, hallelujah. Glory to God. And what he gives you, glory to God. He will add no sorrow to it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Some think the world can give them everything. Hallelujah. But no, hallelujah. They can give you sorrow. They can give you, oh my God, they can make you upset in a heartbeat and think nothing about it. But it's time for you to choose. Choose this day whom you going to serve. Are you going to serve God? Hallelujah. Are you going to serve Baal? Who you going to serve? My God, my God. Stop listening to every time someone comes online or on the line. You go and you listen at all these and all that. That's why your word can't come no better. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You can't go out and minister it properly. Hallelujah. I don't know who this is for, but just roll with me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because you've got too many speaking in your ear. You've got too many. One over here, one over there. Stay fast and stay focused where you are. Let God finish planting you. Hallelujah. Let him finish planting his seed in you so you can go out and give it to others. Hallelujah. So you won't be confused, my God. Ministry is not confusion. Hallelujah. God is not the author of confusion. Hallelujah. But when you listen, you stay there. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. And listen and get every word. Oh, my God. And you'll be able to go out and tell somebody about a man named Jesus. Hallelujah. And you won't have to be so hostile whenever they bring up Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And they will sometimes. Oh, good God Almighty. They'll bring it up just to see where you are and what you're going to say. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God. Hallelujah. He shifted. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So you need to stop and get off that fence. Hallelujah. My God. That was a warning on today. If you don't get off that fence, you will be exposed. He said, hallelujah. Oh, my God, if you don't do what I ask, then he does it secretly in the beginning. Hallelujah. But then guess what? He will alert you secretly. But then after that, he will bring it out to open shame. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. There's someone. Hallelujah. My God, my God. They'll say, well, you know, you listen to them and you listen to that and you listen to them. Hallelujah. Yes. Tell them yes, yes, yes. I listen to the word of God. That's what you tell them. Hallelujah. Let it go. Hallelujah. Glory to God. When they're making fun and making fun of the way people preach and all this different stuff, hallelujah, you better learn to get to the back of the line. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Say, I am not going to be a part of that. I am not a part of that. Glory to God. You better let them know I'm not a part of that. And I don't want to hear that. Hallelujah. Because guess what? If you stand there and you laugh, you joke, you carry on. Now listen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. This is not my ministry, not my message on today. But that's okay. When he shifts, I'm telling you, you shift too. Glory to God. Hallelujah. When you do all those things, then that means you are a part. You are a part of that mess. Hallelujah. We don't serve a God like that. He wants you to come on in and be, hallelujah, who you supposed to be in Christ Jesus. Get yourself anchored, hallelujah. Because when the winds blow, the storms come, it won't knock you over. It won't knock you off your feet. And then you're mad with the world. Oh, my God. So come on in. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on in, hallelujah. He's calling you. I'm calling you. I'm calling you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. He's calling you to come on in. So when the wind blow, huh, and it will blow, sometimes it'll blow so hard it almost knock you over into another country. Glory to God. Good God Almighty. You better ask somebody. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When the storms come, hallelujah, the lightning get to striking on one end, on the other end, everything get to happening. This get to tear it up. This happens. That happens. Somebody else will call you and say, oh, hey, this happened. That happened. Hallelujah. Then it won't knock you off your feet. Hallelujah. You'll be in a state of mind where you can still pray and say, Lord, I need you right now. Hallelujah. I need you to help me, Lord. I need your help, God. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Get anchored. My God, my God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God. We serve a God that's right on time and never late. Hallelujah. He knows what you need, when you need it, and how you need it. Hallelujah. My God. And when you greet people, hallelujah, like you want to be greeted. You know, they always say treat people like you want to be treated. Greet people like you want to be greeted. Because sometimes you say, well, you know what, I'm not going to say nothing to them because they don't even look like they want to even talk to me. Well, hallelujah. Let me give you, I'm going to give you this one free, hallelujah. I'm going to have to charge for the next one, but this one is free. Glory to God. When you greet them, you're responsible for how you treat them. You're not responsible for how they treat you. Whether they say hello or not, hallelujah. All you can say is, Lord, if they're going through some stuff, then God, I know you're God that can change it. Hallelujah. My God, my God. And keep it moving. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Don't say, well, you know what, they wouldn't say nothing to me. Well, I spoke to them. Just don't let it go. Long as you spoke to them, then you're fine. You're really fine. It's okay. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God is good. And he is worthy. Hallelujah. We are going to take that back up on 21 where we stopped about Elijah in between two opinions. We will get back to that. Hallelujah. He took it over to another side. Amen. And I know you was on this line. You don't even have to tell me. It's okay. But I know you were on this line, and it wasn't for one. It was for more than one person. I'm not going to call you out. I can, but I won't do it. Hallelujah. That's not what we do. The ministry, hallelujah, let me help you out. Prophets are not here to embarrass anybody. I know what you're always saying. Well, they're going to embarrass. Not so. Hallelujah. God does not embarrass you, hallelujah, like that. Hallelujah. No, glory to God. Hallelujah. I know for a fact you was on this line. It was for more than one person. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So I encourage you to get it right because this is the season to get it right. Let God be God in your life. Hallelujah. And everything else, you just got to learn to walk away from it. Hallelujah. Like I said, you may lose some friends. You may lose some people, but it's okay. Think about what you want more. You want him? Hallelujah. Or you want to keep these people happy? But let's guess just what? If something happened and they don't like something that you do, they're going to walk away anyway. So it don't even matter. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. For he is good and he is worthy. to be praised. Hallelujah, my God, my God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for the word on today, O Lord. We thank you, Lord God, how you poured out your spirit, Lord God, so they can hear a word from you, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father God, let them partake of this word. Let them hold on to it, Lord, and not let it go. Let it change their life, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you. We give you glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Don't forget of the shows that I told you that were coming on. Awesome, awesome. Just shows that will change your life. Hallelujah. That will give you a clear understanding of the word. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That will get your prayer need met. And don't be afraid to press the one. All we're going to ask you is where you're calling from. We're not going to ask you your name. We want to know what part of the world we're reaching. So I encourage you to press the one and come in and hear. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And let God change your life through, amen, the prayer that you will receive. Hallelujah. My God, my God. And I encourage you to give to the ministry, Lord God. Give to the ministry to continue on, amen, the work of the Lord. Amen. I don't like to leave the show without giving the invitation to Christ. If you don't know Jesus in part of your, if you don't know Jesus in part of your sin, I encourage you, hallelujah, to repeat after me. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life, Lord. Make me, Lord God. Mold me, Father, into what you want me to be, O Lord. I repent of all my sins, Lord. I give my life to you, Lord God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Glory to God. Welcome to the body of Christ. You are now a blood-washed, born believer. Amen. And we encourage you to continue on in Jesus Christ. Let God be God in your life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Don't walk away. Hallelujah. But stay focused. Stay in the word. Hallelujah. And let him change your very life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now I'm going to go ahead and give the benediction. Hallelujah. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. Have an awesome, awesome rest of the week, and we will see you back on next Sunday. Amen.